This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location.
Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
Favorite radio station. Now, I want to remind everybody, today is Monday, October the 19th, and of course, I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and interim workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, doing whatever it is you're doing, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for everything that you do, because it's all about you and us on the Third Watch getting the job done for America. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now to start things out, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start things out with the presidential polls tonight. Things have tightened. About 10 days ago, Joe Biden was up by 12 points, and they were making a big deal about it. About 2 weeks before that, it was 14 points. Then it was down to 8. Now it's down to 5.
Now it's down to 5, Captain. And about a year, well, 4 years ago, right around this time, Hillary Clinton enjoyed, according to the reports, an 11-point national lead over Donald Trump. And the story kind of goes that, well, Trump is kind of, his goose is cooked now, Hillary's going to win, and this kind of thing. And I couldn't help but notice the, of course, obvious parallels. But you're right, the race is tightening up. And I think President Trump is having an enormous impact. These rallies that he's doing, of course, continue to have the spotlight. And quite frankly, Captain, I don't know what happens with Joe Biden. In fact, Jake Tapper on CNN, just in the last day or so, if I recall correctly, he had Senator Coons on, and he was asking him, well, wait a minute, why is Joe Biden taking a day off the campaign trail 2 weeks ahead of the election? And Senator Coons told him, well, he's campaigning tirelessly, and Jake Tapper said, well, it seems to be the opposite of tireless if you take a day off the campaign trail. So President Trump is really trying to outwork everything. And Captain, if you don't mind, can I take a moment here just on behalf of all the great listeners out there, millions of listeners across all the different radio stations, the internet, all around the world, just to wish you a great happy birthday at the top of the show today.
Okay, you got it in there. All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. Kyle. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the well wishes that we're getting on the Internet, too, both by email and by the Facebook page and in the group, the chat group and all that. So I appreciate that. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. We've got a luncheon planned. One of my good friends is supplying lunch for all of us here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get up early, normally earlier than what I do, just to come in here so I can get some of that lunch.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about the polling data, because the thing of it is these numbers have gotten close and are getting closer. And there's many polls out there right now that are showing that elections results, or I'm sorry, well, yeah, early voting may be favoring in some states the Democrats, but the Republicans traditionally vote on Election Day.
They certainly do, Captain, and I know a lot of Republicans who are going to want to go and do that because, number one, they like the energy of going to vote, and also they want to make sure their vote counts. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of horror stories about simply sending your ballot off into the ether and seeing if it ever gets there,
yeah,
kind of a thing. And so that's right. You know, we may see some of these early voting stories, but I think you're going to see people come out in droves to the polling places.
Well, we certainly hope so, and I do believe that's going to be the case. And again, folks, you got to remember, we, more of us, need to turn out to vote than them, and we win. It's that simple. And I've been telling you about the black vote, that there's going to be about 10%, maybe even more blacks voting for Donald Trump this time than the last time around, because they're doing quite well with all of this that's happened. And oh, by the way, if Joe Biden says, and he has, the first thing I'm going to do is repeal the Trump tax cuts because all they take care of is the rich. Let me state a little well-known fact out there to anybody that's paid attention. Every single taxpayer and even people that don't pay income taxes have gotten, as a result, directly or indirectly, some $6,500 in tax breaks on things you buy every day of the week, including your income taxes. How about that?
Well, exactly right.
And Biden wants to get rid of that.
Precisely. Yeah, the rising tide lifts all the boats. And also, Captain, how do we create opportunity for everyone, no matter their skin color, their ethnicity, no matter what? We give them give everybody the economic incentives where people do better in our country. When that happens, we have a much better national unity and we can accomplish anything.
All righty, and we're getting ready to go to our bottom of our first break here. So what I'm going to do is remind everybody this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this is a big deal, folks. This portion of the program brought to you by my pals over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you something. I take this stuff, and it works for me, and it's just that simple. Now, I've got an ongoing problem because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. I have a problem with my left ankle and my left foot, and just out of the clear blue sky, it'll start to swell, and I got to do something to get the swelling down, and then it starts to ache and all that. Well, the only thing that I found to make it work other than narcotics is Relief Factor. And I don't want to take the narcotics, sorry. So I take a packet of Relief Factor. When it starts, and within 30 minutes, the swelling is down, the pain is gone, and stays that way for hours and hours. Now, if you're suffering from neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, it only costs $19.95, about a dollar a day, for the three-week quick start. Go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at what's over there. You'll have a little tutorial if you want to see. It's all natural ingredients. There is no drugs in this at all. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It lowers and eliminates pain, goes right to the source, and helps your body's natural response to inflammation so it gets rid of the swelling, too. Again, $19.95 for the three-week quick start starts it all going. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say good morning to Mel and good morning to Lee. We appreciate your fine comments there, too. Now, the Biden campaign is saying all this Hunter Biden email stuff is a smear campaign. But now we know that there was a computer, for whatever reason, that was left at a computer shop. Matter of fact, there was more than one. But the smoking gun email is more than an email, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are videos.
And I'm being told by people that have seen the video or videos that some of this stuff is just horribly disgusting. Pornographic is an understatement of the year. That's all I'm going to say about it because I don't want to go any further with it. But it's really damning stuff pertaining to Hunter Biden. And again, we now know per some of the emails, never mind the videos, that Joe Biden did, in fact, have a discussion with some of these people from China and the Ukrainian businessmen that gave all that money to Hunter.
Right. Well, of course, right, there was $10 million, I think, just for introductions that we understood.
That was from China.
Yeah, but you're right, Captain. This is, from what we're hearing, and again, we're going to find out when whatever material comes out in whatever form and that kind of thing, then we'll know for sure. But right now, we just know that it's extremely bad from what we've heard.
Well, somebody somewhere is going to slip some of this stuff out and leak it. And when they do and these videos show up, it's going to be unbelievable. Again, I'm not getting into any descriptiveness and all that. I know some of what I've been told. I have not seen any of it. I'm just going by what I've been told by Denise Simon and my good friend Wayne Allen Root have told me. But this is absolutely just unbelievable. Now, the other thing is, I want to know, what did FBI Director Wray know, and when did he know it? And why has he been holding info back about Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe Biden's involvement in there? And also, do you know what metadata is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Metadata on a computer system is going to be dynamite here because the metadata on this computer will absolutely positively seal the case for whatever it is that went on that everybody wants to know about. America wants to know what the hell went on here.
Absolutely, Captain. In other words, they may be able to verify or trace back and see that the messages were legit in terms of they got delivered from a particular server, that kind of thing. And then, of course, also, Captain, we're not hearing major denials other than other than Joe Biden, it's a smear campaign, but we're not hearing them refute anything. And I recall reported earlier this weekend that a couple of these different people were contacted to find out, did you get such and such an email from someone? And they are, by and large, confirming that. So so the Biden campaign isn't taking to task the emails. This is big time.
It is big time, and folks, let me tell you, this is the damned smoking gun that you hear people talk about right here, and it couldn't have come at a worse time for Joe Biden. And again, no one has control over how this is getting released or what's getting released other than Rudy Giuliani, who actually has the hard drive, and the FBI has known about this. The FBI had the computers. All during the impeachment, the FBI had these computers and knew this information was there.
Yes, and that also, in and of itself, I think the American people are going to have a lot of questions about, and certainly, and again, you know, we're talking about the idea of, you know, wait a minute, you know, we're talking about people who might owe somebody something,
well,
this kind of stuff. This is huge.
Here's what I can say about Hunter Biden without any hesitation in my mind at all. Number one, he's a pervert. Number two, he's a liar. Number three, he's a deviant person who just absolutely took advantage of his father's name and all the money that he could make by selling influence. Now, I understand, and again, this is from the emails, the reports we've already had, that Joe Biden got 10% of whatever was collected.
Right, that's right, the 10% cut, yep.
And that was talked about, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so again, you know, if you're looking for corruption in politics and you're looking for smoking guns and you're trying to connect the dots, you know, this laptop and the information that's just now in the public domain seems to do a lot of that. In other words, Captain, if it was any other politician at this point, maybe even any other Democrat politician, their goose would be cooked. I don't know how you get out of that kind of thing.
Well, according to an email dated April the 17th, 2015, that's already been released, Joe Biden, who was then the sitting vice president, met in person
in person with an advisor to the board of Burisma, the sketchy Iranian energy company that put Hunter Biden on its board and paid him a reported $50,000 a month. Now, the date of this email is important because the meeting that took place between this individual and the then vice president would have taken place 8 months before Biden threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless the country agreed to fire a prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. Now, the prosecutor was fired, and the investigation into Burisma was shut down at that time. Now, in a related story, on October the 16th, 2020, newly obtained emails revealed that Hunter Biden's associates helped communist-aligned Chinese elites secure White House meetings. Now, these were never-before-revealed emails that outline how a delegation of Chinese investors and Communist Party officials managed to secure a private, off-the-books meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden. This is dynamite.
It's dynamite because it shows, again, this is why President Trump even has the resistance that he has in trying to deal with China in a very, very different way. The previous viewpoint, would be that, hey, mm-hmm. China's coming over here, we're going to give us a bunch of stuff, and we're going to give them a bunch of stuff.
And if the Democrats win the White House and take the Senate, Democrats are planning a radical socialist overhaul, the likes of which the federal government could reach down to every neighborhood and every home in America, whether you want it or not. Because amongst their plans are getting rid of the Senate filibuster, packing the Supreme Court with an expanded number of hard-left judges, statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico, hate speech standards for all media outlets, of abolition of private schools and universities, abolition of parochial schools, nationalization of key industries and services, and an end to the Electoral College. And get this, they're rumored to be leaning heavily on the D.C. think tanks like the Brookings Institution to flesh out the execution of their plans. Their model is the Labor Party takeover of Britain in 1945.
Mm-hmm. Right. And those things that you just listed, Captain, I mean, those things get fundamentally changed or thrown out the window. It's tough to call it America anymore.
And here's what Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has already said. As far as the filibuster, I'm not busting my chops to become Majority Leader to do very little or nothing. We're going to get a whole lot done. Everything, and I mean everything, is on the table. So says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Well, basically what he's talking about, or what this whole platform is talking about here, is a one-party system. And that sounds vaguely familiar, Captain, doesn't it?
Yeah. And one other little thing, Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, who is a self-identified socialist, he says if Republicans confirm Judge Barrett, end the filibuster and expand the Supreme Court. That's what he said. Well, President Reagan was right, Kyle. We're always one generation away from losing our freedoms. That's why this is the most important election of our lifetime. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Did big media censor the explosive Hunter Biden emails for the public? Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News his thoughts.
For liability protection where they cannot be sued, so they just let information out. People are able to say what they want. But now we're watching that big tech is using this and censoring individuals. Even they're censoring the federal government. They're censoring newspapers. They're censoring Americans based upon what they believe. They want to influence you for what you can think and what you can say. So it is time now that we scrap Section 230 and we start over. And in the Republican Judiciary Committee, we have a great bill to start out with. Jim Jordan as the ranking member, a number of members have already co-sponsored. That is where we should start, because as you remember, Maria, when I was majority leader, we brought in big tech. They would tell us one thing, but we have found they've continued to do another.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, you just heard Larry Elder. If you'd like an opportunity to meet Larry Elder, you can do that coming up this Friday, October the 23rd in Sarasota at the Salem Conservative Summit. I'll be the MC for that event. We'll have Larry Elder there, as well as Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, and myself, as I said, as the MC. We're going to be giving you an honest look at the issues we face as a country. Now, it's going to be the day after the debate, the presidential debate. So this is going to be kind of interesting as to what we do. We're going to be conversing about all the different things and all the different stuff that you heard with some different twists to it, because as you well know, what you hear from me in the middle of the night is what everybody else talks about in the daytime, because we're always ahead of them. So I want you to consider for buying the one standard VIP ticket for the event that starts at 7 p.m. down at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota, and you'll get one free. And the promo code for that is BOGO, B-O-G-O. Now, you can go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com to get your ticket or tickets, as the case may be. Again, our Columbus Day special that we've extended at least through the middle of the week. Buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, by going to one of the websites, theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com. And again, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Their website is GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out. Get yourself a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle, the RV you own, maybe the ATV and the boat, too. And don't forget, they can also help you out with your homeowner's policy and your renter's insurance policy, whichever one you got. Maybe you got both. Who knows? So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Nancy Pelosi says she's optimistic that a stimulus deal can be reached before the election. But here's the problem. That sounds pretty good on its surface, right?
Right.
She set a Tuesday deadline for more progress with the White House on a fiscal stimulus deal before the November 3rd election, while the president renewed his offer to go beyond the dollar amounts now on the table. And she told Mitch, you got to have something in my hand by the end of the day on Tuesday, or no deal will be done at all before the election, and maybe not at all, period.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi is continually trying to, you know, wrest the power in all of this. And I think, Captain, that, you know, this ultimatum is just a real expression that, you know, they don't know what to do next. And they're really trying to... try to up the ante here, but it's not going to work. The American people see through it. In fact, people in her own party, and this is where she got into it the other day with Wolf Blitzer on CNN, saying that, nobody understands how this really works except she and others, in the government and this kind of thing, and where she kind of became unhinged. And this doesn't bode well. But of course, the president is willing to sign a reasonable stimulus package. From what we understand, he has wanted to go bigger than even some of the Republicans might want to do. But, you know, Captain, I don't think there's any number that he could propose that Nancy Pelosi would say, okay, let's do it, because no way, no how does she want a stimulus going out.
Well, Pelosi's spokeswoman, Drew Hamill, said, an issue is wording on the design of some of these things that remain unsolved in the bill. And she says, are we going with it or are we not? And what's the language? The 48 only relates to if we want to get it done before the election, which we do. You have 48 hours to do so. And, of course, the president and the Senate is at $1.8 trillion. Nancy is already at $2.2 trillion. The president said he'll go higher if he has to than that $2.2 trillion.
Well, of course, that's exactly what he said. And this is supposed to try to put President Trump into the position of, well, now he's denying the American people the stimulus. But nothing could be further from the truth.
He isn't denying anybody anything.
No. So this is grandstanding, and it's trying to create a false problem when Nancy Pelosi can easily and her people can easily agree to a bare-bones stimulus package,
mm-hmm.
and let's not do all the extra stuff that she wants to do right now. But if she was trying to really help the people pay their bills and get some food, she would go with this. But she's going to hold out. She doesn't care. It doesn't affect her, but I think it could affect on Election Day.
Now, I want to say hello to Leo in Miami. I see that he's chimed in. We appreciate you, Leo. Diane, thank you very much for your kind words. Maria in Germany has chimed in. Hello, Maria.
Hey, yeah.
Now, I want to mention that there's a lot of things going on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The president and his gang are going to be out doing things. For example, today, October the 19th at 11:30 a.m. at Dysart Service in Harmon, Maine. Now, that's they've got a big truck stop out there on I-95, amongst other things. But they also have a big trucking company and a transportation company as well. The vice president's going to be there, Mike Pence, for Make America a Great Rally. Today at 4 p.m., he's going to be in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, for an event that starts at 4 p.m. There. And the president himself on Tuesday the 20th is going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania, at the Erie International Airport. That event will start at 7 p.m. Then on Wednesday, he'll be going to Gastonia, North Carolina, for an event at 7 p.m. at the Gastonia Municipal Airport in Gastonia. On Tuesday at 5 p.m., Ivanka Trump will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, for a Make America Great Again event there in Raleigh, North Carolina. So a lot of things going on, and with the Trumps all over the place.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, you know, in other news, Joe Biden campaign will likely call another lid about 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning or something on these campaign days. I mean, this is really just ridiculous. You know, President Trump and his surrogates, they're crisscrossing. There's this sense of motion and moving forward. We're not getting that from the Biden campaign, in my opinion.
Now, we need to bring out something here because the next presidential debate on Thursday features a presidential debate moderator by the name of Kristen Welker.
That's right.
She has extremely close Democratic ties and has been a contributor to Democratic candidates for the last two or three election cycles.
Yes, and her family seems to be fairly well-established Democrats and Democrat donors.
So how can this presidential commission continue to say that they're impartial and they have impartial people that are representing them as moderators? It just isn't true.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that the American people know that. I think that they also know going in that it's all going to be stacked against Trump, the same as the Tale of Two Cities the other night with the nice, calm conversation going on with Joe Biden versus the chaos and knockdown, drag-out fight that was going on against Trump on the other town hall. I think people, they've come to realize this. They know that President Trump's not only debating Biden, but he's also going to debate the moderator as well, and they just factor that in at this point, I think.
Well, I've got an idea for the president, and I don't know if anyone from the campaign is listening or not. They may be, because that's been known to happen before. But I think President Trump needs to just cool his jets a little bit and let Biden do a little bit of talking, because he's a gaffe machine, and sooner or later, somewhere along the line, he's going to drop something, and then the president needs to just turn around when he gets his turn and just go after him, hook, line, and sinker. And the first thing he needs to do is say, "Hey, Joe, how about the laptop? What do you think about the laptop? Bring that up there every time they come back. Just bring it up there, throw it in there," and let him say, "Well, it's just a smear campaign." Let him say that a few times when we know we've got him tied, hogtied and lassoed on this one. He is guilty as charged.
Well, yeah. Well, what'll happen, I think, is that he'll start to get really irritated with it.
Hunter belongs in jail.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but I think you're right, Captain. I think the consensus from the first debate was that President Trump was talking over Joe Biden, and therefore Joe Biden didn't get the chance ultimately to just kind of start his stream of consciousness things that he kind of does. And I think you're exactly right, and that's really some good advice for the president, which I do think that will be the tactic that he takes.
Guess who just wished me happy birthday?
Who's that?
I'm not sure it's him or not, but President Donald J. Trump.
Well, great.
It came from the campaign.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I don't know if it was him or not. I think it's just that they got the information from earlier.
Well, that's really great.
Yeah, I got a little something they sent me here. I'll have to share this with the group once I figure out if I can do it or not. Just, who knows? Some of the stuff you can't. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back, and we're going to give our first conservative... listen to me, first conservative highway and Bible report, because we had snow over the weekend out there in them Lahar Hills and the Rocky Mountains in the northern part of the U.S. of A. And we'll let you know what's going on tonight across the country. So don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal, Donna Fiducia, and you can hear her by going to cowboylogic.us, and she's got a podcast over there with her husband. But more importantly than that, she does our liners for us, and for the Truckers segment, Highway and Byway segment. We appreciate that very much. Now, this segment is brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. When you see or hear me talking about a pilot Flying J truck stop and you see one of them near you, make sure you pull on in there and say, hey, I just heard the captain talking about you on the radio, and I stopped by to see what's going on, and they'll give you a free hot cup of coffee, no questions asked, at either one of those places. And guess what? If you haven't been there before, become a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for not only buying fuel, but for also buying food and buying supplies and whatnot in the trucker store that's there. And you can use that to save yourself some money next time around, or get it on, get one of the items that they have to offer there for in the Truckers Club. So that's the pilot or Flying J. In the meantime, we're gonna wake things up a little bit, and here we go. Easy for me to say. Well, we'll get this cranked up again because it's going to get started. It's a little ZZ Top here, and we'll see if we can get them going. Okay. I'm ready whenever they are. Here we go.
Everyone's been around. Let's take the time. By the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. To that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
That's LaGrange bringing you back in here, and I'm going to save that for just coming down the road here in just a couple seconds. But right now we want to get into the weather, and we'll see if we can get the weather to cooperate with us, but it's not going to. But here we go. Low pressure will sweep from the northern Rockies into the northern plains. By the way, it's bringing the first accumulating snowfall of the season to many areas, especially up in Montana and Wyoming right now, and even a portion of Colorado. Now, while cold weather will prevail in the east parts of California, and the southwest will once again be unusually warm. Critical fire weather conditions are also forecast over portions of California, the southwest, the high plains, and the Midwest. And we've got some areas of dense fog in the south tonight. We'll tell you all about it after Kyle Warren comes in here and tells us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start in Montana tonight. We have a winter weather advisory covering most of the state, basically from the Canadian border on down. Now, this is going to encompass Great Falls. We're at Great Falls right now. It's 22 degrees and snowing at last report there in Great Falls. Also encompassing Billings, Montana, where it's reading 26 degrees right now. Other cities nearby, of course, Bozeman at 33 degrees. Helena at 26 degrees. Now, this is most of central, south, and southeast Montana, where we're going to have possibilities up to 2 inches of snow in different places. And so winter is arriving, of course, in the state of Montana. This winter weather advisory reaches down into Wyoming as well. But down in the southeast corner of Wyoming, and near Cheyenne and Laramie, we've got a high wind warning. Air quality alerts as we go down through Fort Collins and Denver down the I-25 corridor. The Cal Wood fire, Captain, that started up has, I believe, destroyed several homes already and caused some evacuations in the area. We're being told, I think it's the greatest, the largest fire in the Boulder County history, 26 different structures already lost. Now, down in the, so you're going to have, of course, smoke and other air quality alert issues in those areas. And down in the southwest corner of Colorado, we've got a freeze warning. This is down near Durango. So down in the southwest of the United States at Phoenix, we're looking at 96 degrees on Monday. So still pretty warm there. 100 degrees in the California desert at Palm Springs. California and Southern California cooling down a little bit with temperatures in the mid-70s, it looks like, as we're heading to the next several days. We still have fire weather watch up in Northern California and in Portland, Oregon, and in Seattle, Washington. Looks like they've got some light rain at about 62 degrees in Portland, 60 degrees in Seattle. That rain looks like it's going to start tapering off as we head into Monday. But that's the way it looks right now at West, Captain.
Okay, well, in Kansas, the western part of Kansas and along the eastern part of Colorado, I-70 approaching Kansas, you've got a frost warning, and then you've got a hard freeze warning up in the central northern part of Kansas, up into the southern part of Nebraska, all the way over towards the Iowa line. And dropping on down to, Louisiana and parts of Mississippi, I-55 and I-10, you've got a dense fog advisory down there tonight, warning for quite a stretch of 55 and quite a stretch of I-10, New Orleans west over in that area. And then let me see here. In Florida, Jacksonville down towards St. Augustine, the surf is riled up out there in the ocean, and there is a flood watch and a flood advisory for the low-lying areas along the ocean there, U.S. Route 1 and 1A. Be advised of that, and that continues up towards Brunswick. And it could get a little interesting in the lower-lying areas near the beach there with the beach warning, flood warning that's in there. In addition, it's rather cool in the northern part of the U.S. of A, the north New England, northern New York, and New England, especially northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, all of Maine. So you might want to get your woolies on if you're going that way. And by the way, anybody going north this time of year, if you don't have your winter gear with you, then shame on you, because it's not summertime up there anymore in the north, and we're going to have more cold weather, I do believe, Kyle.
I think you're absolutely right, Captain, and certainly, yeah, winter is here. It's getting here. It's only October, but it's here.
Well, I've seen it snow earlier than this, of course, and, of course, this snow that we got up there right now in some of the areas for the first time, it won't be the last time this is going to happen either, so it becomes what it becomes. Now, later in the week, it looks like we're going to have something coming off the West Coast, and this time of the year, anything that comes off the West Coast is very apt to be something that gets very quickly into the Rocky Mountains, and then here we go.
That's right. Yeah, we're looking maybe in the next few days, maybe some rain here in California.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to mention about the winds, you talked about the winds in Idaho, the winds over there in southern Wyoming, gusts up to 50 miles an hour.
Now, especially for high-profile vehicles and trucks, that's a big deal. That can knock it right over.
Yeah, I-15, I-86 up there in Idaho for sure, and coming across I-80 over there in Wyoming, you want to be very careful, especially when you get up on top between Laramie and Cheyenne, up around the monument up there, the Lincoln Monument. It looks like it's going to be extremely windy up there tonight. All right, and let's close it out here with what I tried to start it out with, and a little ZZ Top LaGrange, and we'll be right back after this with the top of the hour news, and Kyle and Warren and I will be back for hour number two.
Host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.